AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden speaks at the White House on the effort to get people out of Afghanistan as the Taliban takes control. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is strong there.
It was a very clear message from the meeting today that whatever happens in Afghanistan, that should not undermine our ability to protect NATO allied countries, NATO allied territory. And that was a very clear message from the foreign ministers today.
NATO leaders insist new rulers in Kabul would have to make sure the nation does not become a center for terrorism. A new poll finds anxiety over the coronavirus is at its highest level since last winter's surge. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
The Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll comes amid another nationwide spike in infections, spurred largely by the highly contagious Delta variant. 41% of respondents said they are extremely or very worried about themselves or their family becoming infected. That's up from 21% in June and about the same as in January during the country's last major surge. Close to 60% say they favor requiring people to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to travel on an airplane or attend crowded public events. Only about a quarter of Americans oppose such measures. I'm Ben Thomas.
Mike Richards has stepped down as the new host of Jeopardy. He expects to stay on as executive producer. Richards got the job last week, but a story on the online website The Ringer mentions podcast comments he made that were derogatory to women. Richards spoke after longtime host Alex Trebek died last year.
He loved this show and everything it stood for.
Richard says moving forward as host would be too much of a distraction for Jeopardy fans. New Englanders are bracing for their first direct hit by a hurricane in 30 years. Tropical Storm Henri is barreling up the coast. This is AP News. Britney Spears is being investigated for a misdemeanor battery involving a member of her home staff.
The Ventura County Sheriff's Office says deputies went to Britney Spears' home Monday night after a staff member said Spears struck her. No one was injured. The Sheriff's Office is not giving details. Spears' attorney, Matthew Rosengart, says the investigation is tabloid fodder regarding a cell phone, and the investigation should have been closed immediately. Spears is under scrutiny lately because she is seeking to end a 13-year conservatorship that has controlled her money and personal life. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Harvey Sutton starts kindergarten today in Virginia. When asked what he did on his summer vacation, Harvey will say he hiked the entire Appalachian Trail, tagging along with his parents over more than 2,100 miles in 209 days. His parents say at 5 years old, Harvey is several months younger than Buddy Backpacker, a boy who held the record for youngest to complete the trail in 2013. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.